came to this country nearly 28 years ago, and I was just a churchgoer, like many of you here today, churchgoers. Can I have a show of hands? How many of you are members of this church? Oh, very good. Okay. And, you know, I think it's important we become members. I mean, I was told that I arrived in this country on a Saturday, and I was brought to this church. We didn't have a building. We used to worship in a classroom in the school across the road, and from there we went to the primary school, and then we built our church. And I'm happy to say that I have put the bricks together and paint the ceiling and all the rest of it. But I'm no... who was the famous painter who painted the ceiling?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Sorry. Okay, but we are strictly asked. Romans 12:5 says, so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. God is never pleased when someone says, I love Jesus, but I don't need the church. No Christian has ever been called to go it alone in his or her walk of faith. We need one another and should serve and support each other with love and goodness. Romans 12:15 also says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Both rejoicing and weeping imply genuine, heartfelt emotion. This kind of keenly felt connection happens only when we choose to invest ourselves deeply in the lives of other believers. U.S. President John F. Kennedy issued this challenge to Americans. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My request is quite similar. Ask not what your church can do for you, but what you can do for your church. Yes? This spiritual sacrifice must be more than mere words. It must be an investment of ourselves in the physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being of others, especially in the church. Thank you.